Hi, I'm Charles Dunaway. I'm here with Ann Marshall, one of the nurses at the Cayuga Medical Center, who's been involved in the labor negotiation and all that's been going on with trying to get a union for nurses out at CMC. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So why don't we start by, I know there's been a lot in the news lately about the National Labor Relations Board coming here to Ithaca for a hearing, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about, you know, why that was and what happened at the hearing and so forth.
Sure. Hearings started on May 2nd. The National Labor Relations Board brought charges against the hospital regarding unfair labor practices regarding our union organizing.
Mm-hmm. And now, had you made a complaint to them, or had the union made a complaint?
The union actually made the complaint on my behalf, and charges were filed.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, when they saw what the charges were and that there was substance to the charges, they decided to go ahead with a hearing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so the hearing process, I assume, is that who does the hearing? I mean, who do they bring in?
So they had the attorney for the hospital, which mm-hmm. was Raymond Pascucci. My attorney representing me from the National Labor Board was Jessica Noto.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a federal judge who heard the case.
Okay. Yeah, like an administrative law judge
yes.
or something of that nature. Okay, fine. And maybe you can tell us what the allegations were, what specifically, you know, they were doing that was an unfair labor practice.
Specifically, some of the things they would do would be to remove union materials that we would put in break rooms, non-patient areas, on bulletin boards. There were several times that we set up tables in the cafeteria and were asked to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a violation of our rights to organize.
Right. Yeah, because I believe the labor law says that you can, you know, meet people in the job site and you can put out material and so forth.
Right? Yes, and mm-hmm. that was two of the things that were very blatant mm-hmm. That they had done. Other things that specifically involved me were disciplinary actions, including a suspension without pay, a demotion, which ultimately affected my professional status at the hospital, and financially it lowered my pay.
Oh, wow. Okay, and this is strictly because of your union action. I'm sure they came up with some other excuse, but
They had come up with other reasons, but it's interesting. After 8 years of being at the hospital, mm-hmm. I had exemplary evaluations and promotions from a per diem nurse, which is somebody who just works on a schedule mm-hmm. as they're needed, to a full-time nurse, to a charge nurse, and then to a team leader. I have many recommendations in my file and letters praising me on my teamwork. It's ironic that within a month and a half of me starting with the union organization that I was suspended and then subsequently demoted.
Mm. Okay. So the all this was aired out before the judge, and I believe they finished up on Tuesday?
We went for the entire week of mm-hmm. May 2nd, and then one of the people that the hospital had called did not show. So they had to subpoena that person, and then we returned May 24th and finished up the hearing that day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then I assume this goes into the hands of the judge, who then will make a decision at some point.
The process is basically the day that the hearing ended on the 24th, the judge gave both attorneys up until June 28th to submit their briefs and the rest mm-hmm. of the evidence. At that point, he will then review everything and make a decision. We hope to have a decision in July.
Okay. So it'll be a little while yet.
It's going to be a little bit,
okay.
yes.
All right. And maybe you can tell us in the meantime what's going on in terms of union organizing out there. I mean, are you trying to get people to sign cards?
And absolutely. Yeah. Our union organizing has not faltered any time during these hearings, and we're continuing to gain support. People are signing cards still. We are over the 50% majority However, the union we're working with would like to see more of a 70%, so that is our goal, and we are well on the way to that goal. This hearing, should we get decision in our favor, will do nothing but prove that what the hospital did was wrong, and there's no need to be afraid. You can come out, you can sign a card, and we can get this thing done.
Yeah. And yeah, you mentioned, what union are you working with currently?
We are working with SEIU 1199 currently.
Mm-hmm. And they basically represent hospital workers in general.
Service workers, hospital workers, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. have they organized any other groups in the general area that people would know about?
I believe Auburn Hospital, Corning Hospital, and Krause upstate are all 1199.
Wow. Okay, good. So they got a pretty good track record in the area.
They
okay.
do.
Very good. Okay, so once you get the 70% or whatever percent you decide to go with, then you will, what's the next step after
that? The next step after that would be to file and have an election, which usually happens within 2 weeks of filing. And at that point, people would come, cast their ballots. And depending on what the outcome is, we only need 51% of the people that show up who are in favor of that, and the union would go through.
Okay. And that election is run also by the National Labor Relations Board.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay, great. So that's that could happen sometime.
I'm hopeful that
soon,
once this,
hopefully,
yes,
maybe.
Once the decision is in July, I'd like to see that we have this union being able to be voted in sometime in August.
Great. And then, of course, that's not the end.
That's not the end. No, that's the easy part.
That's the beginning.
After getting the union voted in, then the hard part comes, which is actually negotiating a contract.
Right. Now, I know you told us this the last time, but maybe we should go over it for people who are, you know, coming new to the story. But what is it that you're looking for, you and the others who are trying to organize? What changes do you want to make? Is it just about getting more money or?
No, actually, that's one of the things that's lower on our request. The main reason we started organizing is this union is because we felt we weren't being heard by the administration at the hospital with regards to our concerns. So by going through the union and getting a union, we felt that we could have a third party that would be able to hold them accountable through a contract. Things that we're looking for would be better staffing ratios, patient safety issues, and a voice at the table to have decisions in the jobs that we do.
Okay. Yeah, because I know there's been some concern expressed about staffing levels in the hospital, right? That they are, that was one of the bones of contention, I believe, in the hearing, right?
That was definitely one of the issues. It is a chronic issue in both the ICU and the ER as far as staffing. And the problem with that is both the ER and the ICU are unpredictable as far as the number of patients you may see in and out in a day. And you never know what's going to fly through the doors at any given minute. And because they're the sickest people in the hospital that they most care, it's important to be staffed appropriately. If you're not staffed appropriately, you can have very negative outcomes, and it is not safe for the patients.
Right. Okay. And what are they doing a lot of sort of per diem nurses and
actually, on my unit, we do not have very many per diem nurses. Maybe 2 to 3. What we've had to have happen just in the last few months is they've had to go to the use of travelers, which is an outside organization
right.
that you can hire from to bring in nurses. Just in the last month alone, 9 experienced nurses have left the ER department. And we've lost within the 6 months in ICU, I would say 6 to 7 experienced nurses just because of the working conditions and the fact that people are not comfortable working there knowing that the care they give is not as good as it could because we don't have enough staff.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that seems like a fairly high turnover rate for you know, for a hospital like this one, which I wouldn't assume under normal circumstances should have that high a turnover.
It should not have that high a turnover. Mm-hmm. There's always turnover in any job market, but this is exceptionally high.
Mm-hmm.
And the hospital has done nothing to help retain these nurses or make the conditions better so that people do want to stay.
Okay. And people in the community who are interested in finding out more about this or helping you you know, being supportive of the effort for unionization, what can they do?
We have a website. It's www.unionizecmc.com. Mm-hmm. They can go there to learn about updates and more information regarding our unionization process and the reasons why we'd like to. There are yard signs that are available to be put out that you can get at the Tompkins County's Worker Center to put in your yard. Mm-hmm. Letters to the editor are a wonderful way to help us get our message out also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there hasn't been a whole lot of coverage.
Not a whole lot. The only coverage we had seen was once the hearings were brought to Ithaca, then the paper started to cover them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did notice that, yeah. Well, great. Anything else that you want to share with our listening audience?
I'd just like to thank the community members for all the support they have shown us so far, as well as the city council and the legislature have been behind us in this. And it's not a matter of if, but when we're going to get this union in.
Great. All right, Ann, thanks very much for coming back in to talk with us. And hopefully we'll have you in the fall for, you know, even better news.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
All right.
Again.
Take care.